Okay, suppose you pat a dog, give him a little pat, and he's afraid and he maybe kind of shies away. You'd say, and you wanted him to know you weren't going to hurt him, you'd say, "Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid, King. I love you," and pat him on the shoulder.
And you tell him you weren't going to hurt him.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay, okay. And if I made a statement and I was checking to see if another person thought that I was right, I'd say, "I'm right." I'd be asking you if I was right or not. And mm-hmm. I'd say, "I'm right.
I'm sure of that. I'm right. I'm sure I'm right there."
But if I was asking you if I was right, I'd say, "I'm right." And I'd put it in the form of a question. "I'm right."
"Yes, you're all right.
Would I be saying, "I'm right, am I not?" Would you ever say that? "I'm right, am I not?"
Mm-hmm.
Or, "I'm right, aren't I?" What would you be likely to say?
Do you think I'm right? Yes, I think you're right.
Would you say, "I'm right, am I, aren't I, or am I not," do you think?
Am I not? Mm-hmm. Well, either one of those.
Okay. That's all right. You know, before when we were talking, you said you were looking through these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you called it something. Remember what you said?
Old papers.
Yeah.
Old you said recipes.
And you said when you didn't have anything to do, you just
ramble through.
Yeah. You said plunder. Remember? Plunder through. Yeah. Right. Okay. Suppose Mimi and I had driven you into town, and you'd say, "Oh, thank you." Suppose we were going to town, and you needed a ride, so we gave you a ride to town.
Okay.
And you'd say thank you, and then we'd say, "Oh, that's okay. We
wanted to."
Yeah, or we were going there. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. I thank you so much for giving me the outing.
Yeah, and suppose that we were going anyway. I mean, we had been going anyway, so mm-hmm. we'd say, "Well, that's okay. We were
going anyway.
We were going anyway."
And you can get yours in there if you want. You want to start?
No, I can't. Not now, I don't.
What time is
it? Oh, it's 25 after 1.
Just water turns coming on, but I can let it turn without me this morning.
Well, that's good of you. If you were a kid and you'd broken a window, or you were accused of breaking a window, but you hadn't done it, what would you say? You'd say, "No, sir.
No, sir, I did not. I didn't do it.
And using it, like the verb was, you'd say it.
It was.
You hadn't done it, so it.
It was broken already.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't.
Me.
It was. You want to say the whole thing? It was?
It wasn't me that broke it.
Good, okay. And if you were going to ask someone if they were going anywhere, how would you ask them?
"Well, are you going to town this morning?"
Okay, that's fine. And if you wanted to take a sample of material back home, take a piece of material back home, rather, to see if it matched something, and you'd ask the clerk in the store to cut you a little bit of it. What would you call it?
A sample.
A sample, okay. And if you had on a new dress, or if someone you knew had on a new dress and you liked it, and you thought it was attractive, you might say, "That's a
beautiful dress you have on."
Right. Or what's another word that would say the same thing?
Pretty.
Uh-huh. Pretty dress.